This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A common nasal spray offers nearly a 70% reduction in COVID-19 risk, a new study has found. Researchers in Germany, in a recent clinical trial with 450 healthy adults, divided participants into two groups. Half used the antihistamine nasal spray azelastine 3 times daily for 56 days. The others followed the same schedule with a placebo spray. Results showed that 6.7% of the placebo group contracted COVID-19, compared to just 2% of those using azelastine, marking a nearly 70% reduction in infection risk with the medicine. The study also found that the azelastine nasal spray was associated with a shortened duration of the infection, reduced symptomatic cases, and a lower risk of getting other respiratory infections. Dr. Robert Balls said, "Our findings suggest azelastine could serve as a scalable, over-the-counter prophylactic against COVID, especially when community transmission is elevated or in high-risk settings such as crowded indoor events or travel." The natural gas industry is using a sophisticated imaging system to find methane leaks and avoid costly losses. The technology is LIDAR, an acronym for Light Detection and Ranging Imaging. LIDAR is a remote sensing technology that uses pulses of light to create detailed 3D models of an environment by measuring the time it takes for light to reflect off of objects. Each year, the U.S. energy industry loses an estimated 3% of its natural gas production, valued at $1 billion in revenue, because of leaky infrastructure. Escaping invisibly into the air, methane gas plumes can now be detected, imaged, and measured using a specialized LIDAR imaging system flown on small aircraft. The LIDAR imaging system is a product of Bridger Photonics, a leading methane sensing company based in Bozeman. Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Lincoln Laboratory developed the LIDAR's optical power amplifier, making the methane-detecting LIDAR 10 to 50 times more capable than other airborne remote sensors. The drone-capable sensor for imaging methane has been adopted widely. 9 of the top 10 natural gas producers in the United States use it. Pete Ruse, founder and chief innovation officer at Bridger Photonics, says, "Keeping gas in the pipe is good for everyone. It helps companies bring the gas to market, improves safety, and protects the outdoors. The challenge with methane is that you can't see it. We solved a fundamental problem with Lincoln Laboratory." Aerial LIDAR sends laser light down to the ground and measures the light that reflects back to the sensor. When it was first developed, LIDAR was most often used for producing detailed topographical maps. Bridger Photonics improved on the scope of the imaging technology by merging topography mapping with gas measurements. Methane absorbs light at a specific infrared wavelength, so operating a laser at that wavelength allows LIDAR to sense the invisible plumes and measure natural gas leaks. Bridger Photonics worked with MIT's Lincoln Laboratory to optically amplify laser signals. The gas mapping LIDAR was commercially released in 2019. That year, the product won an R&D 100 award, recognizing it as a revolutionary advancement in the marketplace. The United States is the world's largest natural gas supplier, which has driven the growth in the methane sensing market. Bridger Photonics deploys its gas mapping LIDAR for customers nationwide, attaching the sensor to planes and drones and pinpointing natural gas leaks across the entire supply chain from where natural gas is extracted, then piped through the country and delivered to businesses and homes. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.